This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown.
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
The choir singing to that one right there.
That's one of my faves.
Right, little George Strait getting it done. Got a
take a little note.
I like it. I like it old school. I like to write. I like to write things down. All right, I got a dad joke today. It goes, why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? Unless they get a hole in one.
Oh, no.
So, everybody today, you want to call in, got your best. Make sure it's clean and fun. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Get some dad jokes going on.
I thought it was going to be stories on our dad. I didn't know what you meant, dad.
Oh, jokes. Just the dumb jokes that are... I don't know.
Can we tell some blonde jokes?
There we go. There we go. Like, why did the lifeguard not save the hippie?
Oh, no.
Because he was too far out, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's a groovy one right
that's
there.
That's groovy. Yeah, there we go. So, see, movie can read some of these when they come in on the text line. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, did you see this? Phil brought this up, and I kind of looked about it. Christian's already said something to me about it today, and the Wolf did as well. So apparently it's on top of mind for some people. But the 57-year-old Iron Mike Tyson is going to get back into the ring. Now, I know Jake Paul's like an amateur. He's not really. He's like a Kardashian celebrity, you know. Like he's not really a real. Not, I mean, I wouldn't get in the ring with him, but like a professional boxer, he's not really one. So it's a little different. But Mike Tyson, 57 years old. Are you even interested at all in watching something like this?
I do not. You know, I think I watched some of the big prize matches. You know, the big Frazier versus Ali down at Robinson Auditorium. I saw some of those. You know, and I got into that, but boxing hasn't gotten to me in a long time.
Uh-huh.
But that guy better watch his ears. Mike might be hungry. You know,
there's a dad joke. But boom, there we go. Jermaine Taylor was the last time I was into boxing because he was in Arkansas.
Yeah,
Bernard Hopkins.
Was that your college days?
Yeah, it was like it was in Jacksonville a little bit too.
Yep.
Bernard Hopkins, Winky Wright, Pavlik, I think, and. It seemed like JT kind of, I was talking with someone, there was a fight over there he had in Europe, and he kind of got banged up and was never really the same, but there for a while, man, JT, was it Bad Intentions? Man,
I was pulling
for him, man. He beat Hopkins. I mean, that's something, he held the title for a little bit.
I knew, Tommy Morrison a little bit from over in Grove, Oklahoma. I think that's right. Maybe Prior Grove or something. And he'd hang out in Fayetteville, so ran across him a few times when he was, kind of working his way up. And then, you know, things just kind of fell apart for him. But it's like that heavyweight boxing thing is a That's an interesting aspect of boxing as opposed to just, you know, the Jermaine in Hopkins and those guys, that might be where the best boxing happens. But mm-hmm. I think what everybody likes is
Tyson Fury.
When those big dudes get out there. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, those the skinnier guys, the phantom weight, they can just punch each other all day and nobody's going down. You know, it's you get
just
kind of the
head. There's nothing behind those stools.
That's right.
Those straight rights are like, you know, it's like, well, I can just put a pillow up there and stop that. Well, I probably am not going to watch that Tyson
game. You know, I think, and I wasn't really that interested either, Clay. Like, I'd watch a highlight of it, but I don't think it's going to be appointment viewing. I tried to take it back. I was talking a little bit with Phil about what Tom Watson did in the British Open, and I know he ended up not winning the British Open, but I believe he was above 50, and then what Freddie Couples has done in the Masters in the past at
Mickelson.
Mickelson, yeah, as well, and just how tough. I mean, sports is really is a young man's game, but I don't know. That's pretty tough when those 50-year-old golfers get out there in a major and they're competing.
Yeah, and they do from time to time, and I've seen it. You're right about Watson, and that was entertaining to me to see if he could hold up. Mm-hmm. They generally can't,
right?
Yeah, but it's Mickelson. He did it, you know. Was it down at Kiowa where he won and won the PGA?
Is he the oldest?
He was. He still is. Yeah. But there'll be somebody make a run at the Masters, one of those old guys, because that's one of the few tournaments where
Bernard Langer is another one.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And he's boy, that put it in perspective. I covered him when he was the Red Baron and won the two Masters. I was covering those tournaments. That's a long time ago, and he's still really solid. Keeps putting up victories that people are just like, it's the ageless wonder, longer.
How do you think, and I know this is kind of, I mean, it's still golf, but how do you think the game of golf is right now? Like, is it something that's positive? That I know it's probably I don't know the next time we'll see this Tiger surge where everybody's playing golf because of Tiger Woods. But the way this is split with the PGA, some big names are in the LIV. Not really interested in the LIV golf tour. Just haven't been. Are you just kind of watch the majors now? Or how interested are you in golf?
Well, I always have PGA Tour radio on my satellite radio. I listen to that a lot. I like the interviews. I like two or three of the guys. I still dabble with golf, you know. So I like to hear the instruction takes, and I follow golf maybe more than you might think for somebody that is not any longer an avid golfer. I mean, if there's an event. Like, Tommy's trying to put something together for you and me and him to play golf sometime in the next few weeks at Hardscrabble. Well, that fires me up if I'm going to go play with friends. But I don't really have a desire just to go and work on my game. So that makes me not an avid golfer. It makes me an occasional social golfer. But I still follow it. And I think that what's happened is really good for the players. There's a lot more money and, you know, interjected into the game in all the tours, but it's not good for the fans. You know, when you separate the players and you send mm-hmm. them to different mm-hmm. places, like, so you turn it on and you know you're not going to see Mickelson, you're not going to see John Rahm, you're not going to see Ian Poulter, you're not going to see any of those guys on the PGA Tour. So that takes away from it. It provides more opportunity for younger players, but that doesn't help the fans. It's, you know, everybody says this has really helped golf. Well, it's watered it down.
No, and you want to see best on best.
I don't watch LIV.
Yeah.
I do not watch. I've heard people that went over to the Cedar Ridge and they're playing money. They're playing music out there. They're playing money too. They're playing music out on the bands out there next to the green and stereo speakers set up around
like it's
some
a frat
greens.
Party or something.
Yeah, and you know, like I played in tournaments where people were playing music in their golf cart. Didn't like that. You know, it was disconcerting to me. Now that might be fun for somebody else, but it didn't. That wasn't what I thought golf should be, so I didn't like it. So they're trying to change things, and they're trying to to appeal for a different set, and they may do it, but it hasn't grabbed me yet.
No, I don't need to be seeing keg stands out there on the golf course. That's for sure. And music, I get down with music, but it's limited to your cart though. If me and you are playing golf, Clay, and we're not in the same cart, you're not going to really hear my music, you know. But I'm going to be playing music in my cart for 100%.
Yeah, and you can play it, and when you get to the green, you can turn it down. I mean, it's like there's way to do that where it's kind of copacetic for everybody.
Yeah, because it's just you're just trying to do a rhythm, a tempo, a vibe, and I'm with you. The older I get, golf is exercise, and golf is with my buddies. Like
that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's the right people ask me to play, and I'm going. Like my brother comes to town, we're going to play golf. Mm-hmm. And we're going to laugh. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably keep score and want to know what I shot, and I'll be truthful because he can beat me now. He didn't beat me for about 30 years, but he can beat me now because he's serious and I'm not. But that's fine. You know, I know how much preparation. You don't deserve to win if you don't practice.
I did see, I'll be honest, I did tune in to see Anthony Kim. I remember him being a young, just up and coming star on the PGA Tour. And I look out there and, you know, they're T-shirts and backwards caps and sneakers and stuff. It just doesn't seem – I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Well, it's kind of, a different mindset altogether. And then they've got some tournaments like they had at Scottsdale where anything goes. And it got ramped up past where they want it. Now they've got to figure out a way to, you know – cut down on the drinking, cut down on the yelling and hollering and screaming, you know, while in the middle of somebody's swing, you know, they've got to figure that out. So you have to be careful what you ask for out there. It's like, we want more fan interaction. Well, you got it. Now it's, it's like a baseball game where they're heckling guys. So, back to your original question, what LIV has done has not helped the game. It is watered down the tournaments, and now we've got a situation where we've got a bunch of no-cut tournaments where everybody gets paid no matter what. I don't think that's what professional golf should be either. It's just not. And it's not like the real world, other than if you're in sales and you don't close the deal, you don't get paid. And if you don't make the cut, PGA Tour, you don't get paid. That's just the way that game is. I don't like it with the no-cut tournaments and where everybody's going to get a check no matter what. It's like that's the where we're headed for in
America.
Well,
this is what you just said. Where's the need to practice? Just kind of what you were talking about. You know, that competition to go out there and get better.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Whoa, and we're back. Halftime here. Myself, Christian Johnson running the board. The Hall of Famer, Fisherman Clay Henry, joining us as well. And like I said, let's go to Greg. We just got back, and let's see what Greg's up to. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. You know, you guys are talking about the LIV compared to the PGA. I don't like the LIV. I've never watched a second of it, and I don't plan on it. And, you know, I think it's great when guys like Rory McIlroy stands up, because the guys are complaining because, you know, they're not getting points on the World Golf Tour ratings. And the guys are complaining, and Rory's like, hey, you guys made your bed. Now you get to lay in it, you know. And if the PGA takes a look at things, this could be a blessing in disguise, because you had a lot of negative feedback after the Scottsdale Open and about the loud music and everything. And those guys better understand that. That's the live on a weekly basis.
It is the live. You're right.
Yep, so I'm not a fan of the live. I never will be a fan of the live. So I'm PGA strong. So Matt, anytime you guys are ready to get on the course, let's do it. Because you know I got clubs. We'll travel.
I like it. Yeah, golfing is man. It's definitely a whole vibe, a whole movement. I love it.
Yeah, my days, if I have my druthers, I'm going to be fly fishing. I'm going to be standing in the middle of a cold stream with my waders on and testing out the flies that I've tied. But there's some days that you can't fish, and that's when golf is standing there ready for me. And I've got new clubs. I've got a new set of clubs. I've got Mizuno irons and PXG woods. And I'm ready to try them out with you, Matt. Can we figure out a time and place. I'll let you win all the money. I mean, I'll make sure that we'll set the bet beforehand that you know that you're playing against Ty, and that'll be easy money.
Oh, is it me and you versus Tommy and Ty?
I don't know if it's
that. they don't want that smoke.
They don't want that, do they?
They don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, we will talk to them badly when it's over. We will.
It's nothing but pride points.
We may have to buy the rounds. The winner buys the rounds, but we will talk bad to him when it's all over.
I love it. There we go.
So Matt, I'm out and about and out home yesterday and ran across at a business and made some new friends and was asked if I would autograph a trout boat. I was like, yeah, I'd do that. And I was told some of the signatures already on it. Bill Dance, you know.
Yeah.
And Bill
Dance said, Outdoors,
Could you pull it off and get Matt Jones to autograph that boat, too? I was like, well, I don't think they really wanted my autograph, but I think they thought that was a way to get to you.
Oh, that's funny. Absolutely. So after a game up there on the hill, back when I played and my folks would go eat afterwards. Maybe another teammate too, but you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 of us, whatever, we'd go eat. And so we were at this restaurant eating, and this guy comes up and, you know, I thought he was, you know, think he's like, hey, can I get an autograph? And I was like, oh, and he goes, no, not you, Mr. Jones, talking to my dad.
Oh gosh, and Pop's got to do an autograph.
Pop's signed, and check this out, Clay. Not only did he sign the autograph, because it made me think when you're talking about signing a fishing boat, he was bald and he just wanted him to sign his head.
No.
That had to be the craziest. Yeah, after a game, Steve Jones signing the top of heads. It was, kissing babies, taking pictures. It was, it's wild up there. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get you over here sometime. And I don't think you regularly come over here. You do shows in Harrison.
Hey, I'll go fishing with you one day. We'll come up there and go fishing or something. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna be signing trout boats as we go.
I like it. Well, come on and get in with us. Christian, you got any dad jokes for this? Okay.
Sean says, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
A deer? What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
And why are pirates called pirates? This is from Sean in Alma.
Why are pirates called pirates?
Why?
They just are.
Oh, God.
Hey, I think they nailed it. Those two are exactly what we're looking for. Keep them coming in. We got Charlie coming up at the top of the hour. If you want to get in with us, please do 877-377-6963 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. We'll be back after this.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
I just saw where I think we have one of the best tight ends, number 9, and Luke Hawes up there right now, since a guy named Hunter Henry, who played for the Arkansas Razorbacks. He just signed a 3-year extension with the Patriots to stay on with them.
Yeah, he's made a lot of money, hasn't he? I mean, he's the typical NFL tight end. You know, he's 6'6". I mean, he can run. He can run routes.
6'5", 258. Yep.
Yeah. Is that what it says on the?
That's what I was just looking. Because it said that he had got hurt. You know, he hurt his knee this last year and missed the last few games. But listen to this. 103 regular season games. 329 catches. Almost 4,000 yards. 38 touchdowns. That's consistency.
He's had a good career.
You remember a guy named Heath Miller? Was from Virginia and played for Pittsburgh. That's so much who Hunter Henry reminds me of. I'd have to go look at his stats, but that 6'5", 255 type of guy that can do a little bit of everything, just Mr. Consistency.
You know, Arkansas's had some great tight ends through the years, and you go back and you think of Joe Dean Davenport, who, you know, he got a cup of coffee in the NFL, enough so that he, you know, bought a ranch out there around Cincinnati, you know, western part of Benton County. And then you got DJ Williams, who was a national award winner as a tight end. They've had some tight ends through the years that weren't just average. You know, they were exceptional and they could impact a game. And I think that's one of the toughest positions to play. You've got to be a man because you're going to be asked to block an SEC defensive end, which I think the two greatest athletes in the world are an SEC defensive end or an SEC tailback.
And
I'm not going to say anything about quarterbacks because you are a great athlete at quarterback, but not always are the quarterbacks the best athlete. They might be the most skilled athlete, but not the best athlete. But it's when you think about what you're asking a tight end to do, they've got to be a superior athlete, and they've got to be have a big body. You know, in basketball, the three man.
It's almost like you're a power forward, but you're too small to be. You weren't 6'10", you were 6'5", so you had to play tight end by default. You know, it's almost if you were 6'10", you would have been able to be a power forward. Who was the tight end, Clay? Go ahead.
Almost all those tight ends were really good basketball players, too. Because they had the body to throw it around and knock people around in the paint and get those dirty rebounds. You know, they weren't scared of contact. If somebody wants to body them up, I mean, it's like, man, I'll run over you. Yeah, just stand there and take that charge. Have you seen guys in basketball? It's like, man, that guy wants to take a charge. I'll get him next time. If he wants a charge, I'll give him one.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
Roosevelt Wallace would do that. I mean, I don't know if that's a name way out of the past, but, you know, somebody who's – other team was taking a charge for a guard. He's like, oh, he likes charges. I put my 260-pound body through him. But, yeah, so I interrupted you, Matt.
No, I was just going to ask you, who was the tight end when Bobby P was here? How do you see the tight ends being used in a Coach Petrino offense?
I think he's so good at looking at matchups. So if he's got a matchup where they're trying to cover a tight end with a safety, then he's going to run plays where the tight end gets to block the safety. Well, they're trying to cover him with a weak side linebacker that maybe doesn't run as good as that safety. Well, then he's going to throw to him in the flat where you can't get there. You know, in other words, a play action. I think that he is really good at figuring out where his matchup is for those tight ends. And it can change from one week to the next. Where Bobby's really good is that you think you figured out where he's going to go with the ball. And in the next game, you know, somebody counteracts that with some kind of a defensive adjustment. And, I mean, he gets it immediately and starts attacking somewhere else. I thought Spurrier was good at that. And I talked to people that called defensive schemes against Spurrier, and he said, what you saw was that you had a game plan for what they had been doing the last five games, their strength, and you take it away. And he says, the average coaches, it's at halftime before they make the adjustment. But somebody like Bobby Petrino and Steve Spurrier, they see it, they make the adjustment on the next play. And you're like, okay, now what do we do? He's going to pick us apart.
Do you think that
Bobby can do that?
Do you think Clay that? And I haven't sat in a meeting room with Bobby Petrino, but and you probably get to or be around him more. Is that because the receivers a lot of times have option routes where they read the defense and they can do one or two things?
Yeah, they're really good at the polish. What I think I saw was the precision and exactness of the routes. In other words, there's a 5 yard and a cut, and then a shimmy here, and then another cut, and you know, you watch somebody, you know, a young receiver, and he does six here and four, seven there and three, and he thinks he's open, and the ball is 6 inches high. Well, it's because of the route. And you say, well, that quarterback doesn't throw an accurate ball. He missed. Well, the guy's not where he's supposed to be. I mean, you got to throw it where you think he's going to be. And in the precision and timing that they're running in Bobby's offense, it's there. And I saw the same thing in Eddie Sutton's defenses in the way, you know, they set up to go over the top of a screen. I mean, they hit it right every time. And it's not an accident. It's not something that is just known. It's coached, the exactness of how you set up for a screen. The same thing goes with Bobby's offense. The precision is there.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Better. You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Packs, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now, back to the podcast.
We got James Teague of the Teague Law Firm here with us to talk a little Razorback baseball. What's up, James?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Man, life is good. Hey, real quick, whenever you're having a baseball game like today, when it gets postponed and you're going to do a double day the next day, what kind of changes? What goes through a player's mind?
I think the biggest change is from the bullpen. You just got to know that it's twice the likelihood that you're getting in the game. On the doubleheader days, I always felt like as a bullpen guy, I really needed to be ready to go because it's not the situation where if the starter goes six or seven, you may have just two guys throwing. Because if the starter in the first game, doesn't go as long as you like, or in the second game, the bullpen's going to get a lot of work. So the bullpen's really got to be geared up, ready to go, and know there's a good chance they're getting in the game.
James, this is Clay Henry, an old friend. We go back a little ways, and I've seen you in roles as a starting pitcher and a reliever. What's the difference in when you watch Hagen Smith this year as opposed to last year, when sometimes he was a reliever, sometimes he's a starter? What do you see with Hagen Smith that really is sets him apart from everybody else?
So I saw Hagen do an interview. I'm not sure what the time was, but he was talking about his mechanics and he was talking about his lower body. And I went back and watched some old tape. And it looks like his lower half to me is so much more engaged, so much more on time, to where he would kind of come out of it. You see him kind of lose the ball arm side or maybe spike it. It seems now his delivery is more synced up and his timing is better. I think it's just allowing him to be more consistent to where, he could come out of the bullpen and kind of be, guns blazing. And if everything synced up, he was great. And we thought, oh, he's just a bullpen guy. It's the mentality. It's this or that. I think it's more or less about him maturing, one as a player, maybe a little bit as a person, but also thinking of his mechanics to where he can be that aggressive person that he was out of the bullpen, but do it for six innings because his mechanics are synced up and because he's able to do that now.
Sometimes we just think the guy is not throwing strikes because he's not trying hard enough. The mechanics are we're lost in that, James. So thanks.
I wish I could tell the fans, hey, I'm trying, I didn't mean to throw that one to the backstop. I didn't mean to hit that guy, obviously they know that, but yeah, sometimes I think that gets forgotten a little bit.
Clay, and I was going to correlate it to as a quarterback, when you're kind of selling a ball, or you're throwing it into the ground on those intermediate passes, and KJ kind of struggled with this a little bit, but it's more of his footwork. It's not his arm talent. It's you got to get your footwork right.
Yeah, exactly. And just a quick story. When I got into Instruct, so when you get drafted, you go to short season and you play a short season, and then sometimes you get invited to the instructional leagues, which is in October. And our pitching coordinator for the Orioles up there, he said, you're going to make a decision right now. I'm going to completely change everything about you, or you're going to be an average 6-foot righty that throws 90-92. You get to make that choice. And I said, well, yeah, I'm ready to change. And all we did was we completely changed the lower half. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of work. And all of a sudden, I was throwing more strikes. I was throwing a lot harder. I was able to go a little bit longer. And so I think sometimes, too, you get so focused on the upper half, you know, the arm action, is his elbow flying out, you know, what's his body doing? But the lower half is equally important. I think for some guys, when they're able to connect the top and the bottom with the lower half and the upper half, that's kind of that key that unlocks their potential.
James, if I remember, your velocity jumped by a huge amount from college to pro ball.
That's what you're talking about, right? Yeah, I got the lower half figured out, and I did driveline. It was a weighted ball program. I did that for two seasons, and I really kind of started tinkering with the science and the mechanics. And, I did make some significant jumps in velocity, and I really closed most of the time that I was in pro ball just because I found that four-seam fastball with the high spin. I got my arm angle a little different and made that big jump. And I think Hagen, too, we've seen him carry that velocity now into the games, you know, not just come out for an inning, but because I think that timing now is more efficient, he's able to not just go out there and throw as hard as he can for an inning, but sustain that for five, six, you know, maybe seven innings as the season goes on.
What was your top velocity as a pro? Because I remember you throwing like 90, 92, 93 in college.
Yeah, so I had one stretch of a season in 17 where average fastball, TrackMan data, all that, was like 97.2 or something. And I had a couple games where I did hit 100 on the guns, on the scoreboard and the guns in the field. So that's my claim to fame, as I did reach that 100 mark. But ultimately, you know, as a 6-foot righty weighing about, you know, 190 pounds, throwing with that much effort, my elbow just said, this isn't going to work, buddy. And it wasn't sustainable for me. But, you know, when you're a guy like Tiger or like Hagen, you know, you got the bigger body, you got the bigger frame, you know, I think they're, you know, probably more likely to sustain that velocity over a period of time.
You know, I was talking to a major league scout, top end guy. He's, you know, in the front office. He's not working the streets anymore. And he was telling me, he says, Hagen Smith, 6'3", 225, and he says, we'd like to measure the tip of one shoulder blade to the tip of the other because it's a broad, broad back. Mm-hmm. And he said, that guy can throw at that velocity for a long time. Like you say, you know, a 6-foot, like a guy like Jess Todd, who really struck out a lot of guys. I mean, that's the record that Hagen tied. But he was 6-foot, and, I mean, could not sustain that, you know. He's 2 years into pro ball and he's done.
I think that's a lot of scouts. They look at frame, they look at body type, and they look at the stuff and they say, okay, this stuff is what it is today, but am I going to get that out of this guy for, you know, a career, or is this going to be a guy that blows out early?
Yeah. Okay, we told dad jokes earlier, and this isn't a dad joke, but would you please tell me about your dad coaching Robert Teague, your mentor, you know, in y'all's family law practice, but Robert T. Mm-hmm. coaching you from the stands while you're pitching for Dave Van Horn.
Yeah, so there was one game. He'll probably hate me telling the story.
No, you got to tell it, James.
Yeah, I was kind of struggling. We were playing. I don't remember who we were playing. It was a midweek game, and I got the start. And I started opening day in 15 and had a rough patch, and came out of the bullpen and tried to start. I think it was Stephen F. Austin. That's who it was, and I was really throwing well. And for some reason, he just decided he was going to be the loudest guy in the stadium. And, you know, in a midweek game, it was freezing cold. There weren't a lot of people there. And about the fifth inning, I said I had enough. I ran upstairs, and I texted him. I said, hey, you got to cut it out. You're kind of being a little bit distracting. And so I guess he got the message, went out in the sixth, didn't hear a peep, went out in the seventh, didn't hear a peep. And then after the game, I was like, hey, you know, I appreciate the encouragement. It could be worse. You could, you know, not be here, but you got to bring. You're like at a level 10. Let's do like a level 6, maybe. And so he's like, all right, I got it. But I ended up pitching great. So, you know, he was saying, well, no, you needed the encouragement. You threw great. You know, you shut him out for 7 innings, kind of deal. But that was. I didn't have to text him again. So that was a positive thing.
So you heard him all through your high school days. You know, when he'd be at games or whatever. You can hear your dad's voice. I know Matt probably can hear his dad's voice. Mm-hmm. Among all the others, and I could hear my mother's voice when I played baseball. I could hear hers, and I was like, oh, Mom, please, please. And then, boy, there it'd be. You know, it's like I heard her one time. There was a ground ball to the first baseman. The first baseman's got it in his glove, and he's going to take two steps, and I'm out. And I'm just jogging down the first baseline, and she yells, you run! And everybody heard it. Yep.
Yeah, I think most people, they have the ability to hear their parents' voice. You know, they recognize it, and there's like a connection to it. But I think if you know my dad, you're going to hear his voice whether you know him or not, just because it's loud.
Hey.
So there's that part of it, too.
Hey, James, so what do y'all got going on this week with your law firm?
It's a lot of the same, Matt. You know, a lot of the family law stuff. We've got some, I've had a couple hearings. I've done a lot more criminal recently as well, so that side of the practice is growing. You know, there's a lot of complexities in the criminal world when it comes to, you know, simple stuff like DUIs, you know, making sure all those boxes are, you know, all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted as far as, you know, should they have pulled me over? Did they have the ability to pull me over? Should this stop have even happened? All the way up to, you know, doing a lot of drug cases, you know, same deal, you know, was this search valid? Should they have searched me? Should this evidence be suppressed? Was this on my person? Did I have possession? You know, all of those intricacies. And so that's something that we're working through and our practice is really growing in on the criminal side. And that's something I really enjoy doing and feel equipped to really handle.
Well, James, that's cool. I know people, we enjoy having you every week talking a little baseball and everybody. If you need to, definitely call James Teague. And if they can't help you, y'all talk baseball.
Yeah, we certainly will, and we got a lot to talk about. We got a great team this year, so I'm excited to watch this weekend.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.